Simon Tov Mem Dalid Sif Vav Zion and Ches. Here we're discussing the halachas of Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, and the Mechaber continues. Afal pi shelo yishar chametz bebayis achas deshachres. Even though there's no chametz left after his morning Shabbos suda, his chametz dikash suda, tzarech levatel lechametz kederech shu mevatel b'shar shanim. He nevertheless has to do bittel of any chametz that might be there or might not be there, like other years. This is the second bittel, the first bittel he did during the bedika, and this year that's Yud Gimel at night. And the second bittel here he's doing is before the sixth hour on Shabbos itself in the morning. Siv Zayin. Ha'ilech b'yoyim yudal l'dvar mitzvah, k'goyin l'mulas b'noy l'chosudus erasin v'beis chamov. A person on Erev Pesach, it's not Shabbos now, is going to do a mitzvah. For example, circumcising his son, or he's involved in the a wedding, suda. He remembers he has chametz in his house. Im yachol lachzer levesoy levar lachzer lemitzvasoy yachzer v'yivoy. If he has time to do both, to go to the do beer and to do the mitzvah, he's not going to lose the mitzvah. Then he should do that. He should go do beer and mitzvah and then the mitzvah. V'im lav v'vatlena b'liboy. But if there's not enough time, if he's going to lose the mitzvah, then he is only required to do bittel. The chachamim did not require beer when it comes to in conflict with losing with a mitzvah. Now, this is not true about every mitzvah. We're talking about here the examples that are brought are bris milah and Sudas Erisim. Now, the Bris Milah, he has to be actually directly involved in the circumcision itself. If he's just going to go to a Suda where there's a Bris that is not enough of a mitzvah to justify forgoing Bir Chametz. However, when it comes to the Sudas Erisim, then even if he is just a participant of the Suda and not directly involved in the mitzvah itself, is not the chasan or the kala, then he is allowed to go and participate in the mitzvah. The greatness of the mitzvah of adding shalom between chasan and kala is the chachamim gave precedence over the mitzvah of bir chametz. Not only the Suda of the wedding itself, but any of the sudas that are customary sudas that are given for the chasan and kala, like the engagement suda that's commonly done today, would be an example of a mitzvah that's permissible to be involved in, even at the sake of bir chametz. Now, why is the mechaber talking about a sudas erasin on erev Pesach? Hello, in Simon Reish Mem Tes, it says that it's prohibited to have a Sudas Erisin on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yontif. So the Bir Halacha says that because we're talking about Erev Pesach, the Sudas either are going to be comprised of fruit and meat and not bread, not chametz, and not matzah. If we're talking about after Zman Esser, if we're talking about before the Zman Esser, before the fifth hour, because everyone knows that they have to stop eating the Suda within a very clear time, early in the morning before the Suda, in this case, they did not prohibit having Sudas Erisin, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Pesach. Now, if he does not have time to do Bittel, if we're after this, the fifth hour, and it's no longer possible to do Bittel, now his obligation to get rid of the Chametz is from the Torah. In such a case, the Torah obligation of beer takes precedence over the mitzvahs that are mentioned here. Even the mitzvah of milah. Now that is very interesting. Mitzvah of milah is a very serious mitzvah. Why is precedence given to beer chametz over milah? There's a delicate rationale that's given by the Magen Avraham, and the Shaar HaTzion elaborates that there's something unique about Bir Chametz more than almost any other mitzvah, and that is that not only is there a mitzvah to go and get rid of the chametz, there's a mitzvah every minute not to own the chametz, not to have the chametz. So every minute that he delays in the mitzvah, he is violating the Torah. Whereas when it comes to the Bris Milah, it's not like that. He has a mitzvah to go and take care of the circumcision. He doesn't have this added component that every minute that he delays in the mitzvah, he is in violation of the Torah. So therefore, Bir Chametz takes precedence. Now, if he comes into contact with the mitzvah of taking care of a mace, then the mitzvah of mace mitzvah takes precedence over beer, because the Mishnah Berurah says, "Gadol kavod abriyos kzeh shedoicha kol mitzvah shebetorah b'shev al taaseh." That the mitzvah of mace mitzvah, taking care and being involved in taking care of a dead person, is so great that it pushes off every other mitzvah that there is. It's b'shev al taaseh, that you're not actually obliged to go and act in according to do the other mitzvah. These cases that we're referring to are not only talking about cases where you have chametz in the house for sure. Even if you have a doubt, if there's chametz in the house, nevertheless, all of the halachas that we've mentioned apply. That there's precedence given to the Sudas Arison when it's a mitzvah de Rabbanon, and there's a precedence to going to do beer against the other mitzvahs here. Now, the Mechaber continues, V'im haya hoylech lahatzel min anar, u'min adleik, u'min apoyles, u'min onas, then yivatlanu b'livoy v'lo yachzer. If he is encountering, if he's going to save somebody from whatever possible form of danger that he's in, whether it be the river, or a fire, or a falling building, or somebody's trying to capture him, then you can certainly go and be involved in saving that person and not go back and do beer. Bittul is certainly enough. Now, even in a case when what's at stake is not a person, but money, if there's potential damage that's going to happen to his property, then here too, the Chachamim allow him to go and take care of his property to prevent it from damage, and not do beer and just do bittel. If it's a case where he could still have time to go back and do beer and then go take care of his property, is he required to risk the potential loss of property? In that case, the Mishnah Berurah is uncertain. But in a case where it's a life that's at stake, even if there's time to go back and take care of beer before he goes and takes care of the person, certainly he is to forgo the mitzvah of Bir Chametz and run to go take care of saving the person. Now, afilu yesh sheus, what we just mentioned, that even if there's time, he is allowed to go and take care of the saving the person. Now, v'im yotza l'tzorech atzmai, yachzer miyad. If he's going for his own personal needs and it's not a mitzvah that he's involved in, then he must go back and take care of beer miyad, immediately. Here we're not just talking about any dvar rishus, we're talking about even to go learn from his Rebbe, Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, when it's not possible to fulfill a mitzvah through somebody else, then Talmud Torah is always pushed off to go do the mitzvah. Even if it's a mitzvah derabbanan, you should run to go do the mitzvah derabbanan, as opposed to run to go learn Torah now. Ad kama hu chayzer? How much is the amount of chametz he needs to have in his house to be obliged to go back and check for and remove the chametz? Ad kibetza, if he has an egg's worth, a kibbetz, that's really actually the size of two eggs today, but a kibbetz's worth of chametz in his house, then he is obliged to go back. But pachos mikan, if it's less than that, mevatloi b'libay v'dayay, then even for a dvar reshus, even if he's going for a personal matter, if it's less than a kibbetza, then bittel is enough and he does not need to go back to do beer. Now, if it's after zman beer and he has an obligation from the Torah, then even if he has less than a kibbetz, even if he only has a kezayis worth of chametz, he must go back. Now, if it's less than a kezayis, here the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's a machlokes, he brings that there are those who question this, but he seems to paskin that he is allowed to go do his personal matter and not do beer if it's less than a kezayis. Sifches. Haisalai isa bebesai. Vuhu tarud b'makamacher. He has dough in his house. And he's involved in busy somewhere else. V'yorei shema tachmis. Tachmitz. He's worried that the dough is going to come to become chametz. And if 18 minutes should pass, then this will become chametz. Whatever the shir mil is, there's maybe even more machmir shirim of the shir mil. So in such a case, what can he do? Mivatla b'libay koydim shetachmitz. He just has to do bittel before it becomes chametz. Avayim hichmitza, if he already became chametz, ena bittel moyo, imhu achar zmani surai. Then he's not allowed to just do bittel. He must go and take care of the chametz. Now here, it's very interesting. The Prima Gaon asks, why here, even if it's not a mitzvah that he's involved in, bittel's enough and he doesn't need to do beer like we just mentioned in Siv Zayin. So he says that maybe there's a place to make a distinction that here he's doing bittel before it ever even became chametz, and such a bittel is such that they don't require chametz, they don't require beer because it was never chametz before. But to rely on this entirely, if he shouldn't, and if he's finished with his business, he should certainly go straight back and get removed the chametz immediately, even in this case.